Today, President Bush placed his signature on one of his biggest legislative achievements to date, the authority to negotiate trade deals Congress can approve or reject, but not change. Sometimes called fast-track authority, it's a tool the White House has been eager to have to address growing public unease about the economy in the months before the November elections. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The signing ceremony was the elaborate kind, in the East Room of the White House with the president surrounded by members of Congress, administration officials, and foreign dignitaries. That's because trade promotion authority is something the president's been desperately seeking for the past year and a half, a goal he calls crucial for U.S. economic growth. He noted that five presidents before him had such negotiating power.
But since the authority elapsed in 1994, other nations and regions have pursued new trade agreements, while America's trade policy was stuck in park. With each passing day, America has lost trading opportunities and the jobs and earnings that go with them. Starting now, America is back at the bargaining table in full force.
The president said U.S. trading partners can now be confident that deals negotiated with the administration will not have to be renegotiated with Congress. Lawmakers took trade promotion authority away from President Clinton after the controversial North American Free Trade Agreement. President Bush had to fight strong opposition from lawmakers, mostly Democrats, who were worried about giving the president too much authority over trade deals that might hurt U.S. workers and the environment. Congress finally went along in part because of protections inserted in the bill to help those who lose their jobs due to foreign imports. President Bush today said he would use his new authority to pursue deals with Chile, Singapore, and several Central American nations, and to negotiate a free trade area for North and South America.
I will use trade promotion authority aggressively to create more good jobs for American workers, more exports for American farmers, and higher living standards for American families.
Congress will certainly be watching to make sure that's the case as trade deals come up for approval in the years ahead. For now, passage of the bill also gives the president a chance to promote something other than trade, says Marshall Whitman, a senior fellow at the conservative Hudson Institute.
President Bush has mastered his role as commander-in-chief, but he's having a little bit trouble on the domestic front, particularly with the economy. So this bill gives him an opportunity to tout his economic credentials, and it comes not a moment too soon.
By that, Whitman means right before the fall congressional elections, at a time when voters are increasingly concerned about jobs, corporate wrongdoing, and the decline of the stock market, and when Republicans are increasingly concerned that their party might be blamed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.